Good afternoon and welcome to Food for Thought on this beautiful Friday afternoon. And today we're going to be speaking with our friends from the Alzheimer's Association, namely, of course, Amy McFarland. Hi, Amy.
Good afternoon, Gretchen. You know, it's always hard at noon, is it? Good afternoon, good morning.
Well, you know, I just barely got out of bed now that I'm retired. So
that's why you have that sultry voice, Gretchen.
Yes, exactly. And we want to say hi to Angela Howard, who is with Quigley Fine Wines, and she's a broker. Yes. And we're going to find out all about her in just a minute. But first of all, welcome.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here.
And our friend Bob Landon from the Landon Vineyards Winery is here and back and looking very calm and placid. And
I have my purple shirt on. I wore this just for you guys.
Did you?
Oh,
it's very nice.
Thank you.
Purple becomes you.
Oh, good. Mm-hmm. That way the wine stains don't show.
There you go.
But it's Alzheimer's, right? Purple for
right.
Alzheimer's, yeah.
Right, right. Well, Amy, you've been doing this for a while, so tell us a little bit about, there was an event last night, but
yes.
Something else coming up as well.
Yes, so we, Siouxland is fortunate to have both Angela and Bob and five other winemakers here. And this is for the Wine and Chocolate event, benefiting the Alzheimer's Association. And we tonight have a few seats left, Gretchen, and the event is at the Marina Inn. And it's doors open at 5. From 5 to 7 is pouring. So the winemakers will have their wines out. You can go around and sample everyone's wines, talk to the people about their wines, and you can look at the silent auction items. We have a lot of art this year, which is really exciting. And then 7 o'clock, the dinner and the program begins. And our winemakers are very generous in donating wines for the auction. You can just talk to the winemakers and order, and it's great. So tonight, and we still do have a few seats available.
Okay, good to know.
Can I jump in on something?
Absolutely.
You just made me think. So we're doing something new this year, right? So if you come early and you taste the wines and you enjoy it, you can order the wines. They'll be shipped to you, and $5 of every bottle goes back to Alzheimer's this year.
Which is wonderful.
So it's a great incentive to purchase
that
wine.
That is.
Until we find a cure. Mm-hmm. And great strides are being made, that's for sure.
That's good to hear. Mm-hmm. We like to close in on getting that taken care of.
Yes.
It's very important. And Angela, you are based in California. Tell us a little bit about Quigley Fine Wines, and what in the heck does a wine broker do?
Oh, she gets to drink for a living, which is pretty awesome. But basically, we are an importer, and we work direct to consumer. So we're different in the fact that we deal with very small production, sustainable boutique wine. So we work with families in Italy, France, and Spain who are just, you know, like Bob, these are passionate winemakers. They are too small to go out to the big distributors. So we are their only representation here in the United States. So aside from working with the European winemakers, we also do exclusive collaborations with winemakers in California, Washington, and Oregon. So we get together with them and we create a wine that is exclusive for our clients. So we're talking 150 cases as opposed to a mega production of tens of thousands of bottles of wine. And our average import size is usually around 50 to 150 cases. So we work with people all over the country, wine enthusiasts, like the wonderful people that come to this event every year who love wine and love the opportunity to access something they can't access on their own.
Do you often travel to other countries to meet the people who make the wines?
I personally do. My husband and I love to travel. And as far as our winemakers tend to love to come, we're headquartered in San Diego, which is beautiful year-round. Yeah. So these winemakers love coming. So yes, it's wonderful. I get to meet them, and we'll usually host a winemaker's dinner at a local restaurant. So we have the opportunity to bring in local clients and, you know, to experience the wine. And there's nothing better than experiencing a wine with the winemaker in the room, discussing the process, discussing the history, and then experiencing, you know, five or six courses. And hello, it's magical.
Oh, it sounds wonderful. And speaking of wonderful, Bob Landon, tell us a little bit about your wine operation, and then we're going to get into the really fun part of the interview, and that's the pairings.
Oh, well, I'm from Texas. Actually, originally from Missouri, right? So I married a Sioux City girl, so I got to bring that up every time, right? So married Katie Noonan, so married a good corn-fed girl. So in Texas... 80% of Texas grapes are grown in the High Plains. I don't know if people know where the High Plains are, but if you've ever been to Texas, there's Lubbock, so it's the northwest part of the state. But there's no people there. There's like not even cows. There's just oil and peanuts and cotton and grapes, right? So we put our wineries where people are that have money, and it's better if they want to give it to you too, right? So we're in Dallas-Fort Worth. So we have three tasting rooms all in suburbs of Dallas-Fort Worth. But Texas is it's a big surprise, I think, to people. It's the fifth largest wine-producing state in the country, and it's growing like crazy.
And what is your website?
LandonWinery.com.
You have, I have purchased some in the past, some extraordinarily fine wines.
Thank you.
Strangely, the ones that I bought a year ago had... They're all gone.
Really?
That's a good thing.
One thing that I think is interesting is for Bob to visit about how the grapes grow in the state of Texas.
Well, people are always surprised, right? They're surprised that grapes grow in Texas. And if you think about Texas, it's hot. It's hot all the time. When we left, it was 85 degrees, by the way. 85, and I had a T-shirt on. We drove 3 hours. I had to stop and get gas. I got out. It had dropped 34 degrees. Halfway here. So anyway, that's a different story. So in Texas, it's hot all the time, especially in the western part of the state. So if you think about grapes that grow well there, they're hot weather grapes. So you're going to see a lot of Spanish grapes. You'll see Italian grapes in the warm part of France, which is the Rhone Valley. So I brought up a Viognier this time because I love Viognier. It's a white grape from the Rhone Valley. So it's always a surprise to people. But if you think about Rioja, Texas is most similar to Rioja, and that's where Tempranillo comes from, right? So you'll see Tempranillos and a lot of Spanish grapes.
One thing that I think is a great question, too, to ask both of you. I know listeners are wondering, what is the price range of the wines that you carry, that you grow, that you represent, from a low end to a high end?
That's an excellent question, and because a lot of people, when they hear wine broker, they are thinking, you know, $300, $400 bottles that sit in a cellar for, you know, 20 years before they even decide to open the bottle. We work in a broad range. We believe in sourcing the finest wine, but also providing a value to our clients. And we're very cognizant of the euro. If the euro goes down, the saving is passed on to our clients as well. So I have, like, tonight, I'm going to be tasting during our We do a little tasting during the private auction. This won't be a wine they're drinking with dinner, but I'm bringing a beautiful little Italian. It's called Suave, and it's bright and it's fresh, and it's $17 a bottle. So, and we also have a project that we do in Napa. We work with the Caldwell Vineyard, where the wine is a beautiful, it's called Propriety Blend, and it's $95 a bottle. You know, they make 100 cases of it. So it's our sweet spot is really within the $25 to $45 range. And they're getting wines that would retail probably two or three times more than that.
Very interesting. Now, the dinner tonight, let's talk about pairings, which is always my favorite part of the conversation. Bob, you've got a little twinkle in your eye.
Well, and also, Bob, what are the range on your wines?
Okay. Our least expensive is $15. We do have one that's $1,000. It's awesome.
Yeah, I'm sure.
I have to keep it locked up because it's really good. It's one of those, when you taste it, you're like, oh my gosh, where the heck's an ATM? Like, it is that good. It really is that good. It's Cabernet Sauvignon. But most of our prices, usually about $70 would be the most expensive. But most of the wines we sell are between, I'd say, same thing, $25 to $50. Mm-hmm. So, as a matter of fact, I brought one for this evening that's $250. So more affordable than 1,000. It's the same wine, mm-hmm. different vintage. It's one vintage younger.
And that's the one, Gretchen, I have helped Bob pour mm-hmm. for his. And when people taste that, then they just hover and mm-hmm. they just keep holding their glass.
Mm-hmm. It's really good. We served some last night. It was, yes. Yeah.
And Amy, all of the funds, this is really important that our listeners understand the mm-hmm. funds that are raised mm-hmm. through this mm-hmm. dinner and the yes. events. go to the Siouxland Alzheimer's Association?
They do, Gretchen. They help the families that the Alzheimer's Association takes care of. But I want to also emphasize, I don't know the percentages, and I believe tonight they are going to go over that because people do want to know before they bid on something where their money's going. But a lot of it also goes towards research, and that's really what it's about. And I just want to emphasize that affects everyone in every town, but it's all about how we're figuring out how to end this dreaded disease. But if you would like to know what percentage, please feel free to call the Alzheimer's Association. It may even be printed on the website at alzheimersassociation.com too, or .org. I'm not sure which it is.
And sadly, we're out of time. So, Bob,
we're out of time?
Yes. Yes, we're out of time.
Wow.
So let's leave our listeners with your website, respective website, so if they could follow up.
It's very simple. It's Quigley, Quigley, Fine Wines with an S.com.
LandonWinery.com.
And Amy, you said there's a few seats left for tonight, but you would have to act precipitously. And what else do we need to know?
That's really it. We hope if you decide you'd like to come or if you'd like to get on the mailing list for next year. Gretchen, I think I've got the number right in there. I think, yeah, let me look. You can call the Alzheimer's local chapter here at 279-5802.
All right. Well, it's been absolutely enchanting spending this 12 minutes with Angela Howard and my friend Bob Landon and also Amy McFarlane, who's a wonderful friend of the Alzheimer's Association and all the volunteer work that you do, including, of course, Siouxland Public Media.
Thank you, Gretchen.
Thank you so much. This has been a pleasure.
Well, we'll just have to do it again next year.
Sounds great.
Okay. Thank you and all the best. This is Gretchen Gondek, your host for Food for Thought on Siouxland Public Media. Thank you very much for listening. Have a great day.